you ever heard of John Boat or Joe Boat or Bato or Piro? And say the child was just learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in the clothes and say, here, what, your clothes, here.
Put your clothes on.
Or she hands them to him, she says, here.
Here, your clothes.
And say if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist would say, well, you don't need to be scared, I. What, gonna hurt you, I?
I'm not gonna hurt you.
Do you ever use the word ain't?
Well, ain't any word, as I say. I've used it, but without thinking.
How would you use it?
Ain't. I don't think I've used it that much.
Do you hear it much around here?
Well, some people use it, but it's common, but not, it's not used very much.
Say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday, you might say, no, it...
It wasn't me.
And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
It's a sample.
Okay. And she sees a dress that she likes a lot. She'd say the dress was very...
Beautiful.
Okay. And something she'd wear over her dress in the kitchen.
It's an apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
ballpoint or a pen.
Okay. And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...
safety pin.
Do you pronounce those words the same? P-E-N and P-I-N?
No, it's a pin and a pen. P-E-N is a pen,
mm-hmm.
And P-I-N is pin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I might have pronounced it the same, but I shouldn't have.
And soup that you buy comes in a can made out of
tin.
And a dime is worth
10 cents.
And if a man was going to go to church on Sunday, what would he wear?
If he has one, he'd wear a suit.
Okay. And if he just bought it, it'd be a brand?
Brand new suit.
Do you remember when they had that three-piece suit?
With a vest.
What about the vest and what else? What were the other pieces of it?
Well, the pants and the coat.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for pants?
Trousers.
What about something that, well, I haven't seen it around here much, but farmers would wear a lot. It comes up?
Overalls.
Okay. And if you went outside without your coat and you were cold and you wanted it, you say, would you run inside and what, me my coat?
Tell somebody to hand me my coat?
Or go inside and what, my coat out to me and...
bring my coat.
Okay, so you say, so then he went in and he...
brought my coat.
And he'd say, here I have what you your coat.
I have brought your coat.
And you say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it, what, perfectly? Last year it...
it fit perfect.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them...
stuffy.
Or it makes them kind of stick out. You say it makes them... you say it makes them bulge or bulge or... how would you say that?
Bulge, I don't think I've heard bulge. It's swell.
Mm-hmm. And you say that shirt used to fit me, but then I washed it and it...
shrunk.
Okay. And every shirt I've washed recently has...
shrinking.
And I hope this shirt doesn't.
Shrink.
And if a woman wants to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to...
dress well.
Okay. Would you say that about a man?
I think so.
What if she likes to stand in front of the mirror and...